May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Amen. I invite you to be seated. Jesus said, "Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you." It's one thing to act politely to someone you may not like, even smile at them from time to time, but loving them is quite a challenge. Of course, we as Christians trust the Holy Spirit to give us the strength to sort of feel love for them from a distance, in a vague kind of way. The same way we might say we love all God's creatures, even mosquitoes. But Jesus doesn't stop there. He's more specific than that. He doesn't let us off the hook with an injunction to kind of love from a distance. He tells us to do good to those who hate us and perhaps whom we may secretly hate in return. Oh boy, that's a different kettle of fish. Jesus wants us to actually interact with them, have a relationship with them. And then Jesus goes a step further. He tells us to bless them. It's one thing to wave at someone from time to time or do the occasional favor out of charity. I can handle that, I suppose. But bless them too. But Jesus doesn't even stop there. I'm still not off the hook. Jesus wants me to pray for them. Well, isn't that asking a bit much? Really? I pray for my children and grandchildren. I pray for my friends. I pray for the church. I pray for world peace. But to pray for my enemy? Someone who actually hates me? Someone who has treated me with contempt, has criticized me in public and behind my back, or who basically refuses to interact with me at all? Someone who has made it abundantly clear that they just plain don't like me. I'd like to share something that happened in my husband's and my ministry a number of years ago. This is a true story. This was about 30 years ago now. We had a parishioner who was a medical doctor. He was from England, and he always wore a three-piece suit. He was a Bible study leader. He was an alpha leader. He had been a missionary in India. Yeah, he was a bit of a snob. He was always telling my husband how to do things. My husband just never measured up in his eyes. He had this romantic idea of what a real rector, or in his words, vicar, would do in a parish. Well, one Sunday, I know it was the first Sunday in September, because my husband was telling a children's story about going back to school. So my husband was talking to the children, and they said, "Well, you're going back to school this week. What do you think about that?" And of course, most of them kind of groaned and complained a little bit. And he said, "Well, you do realize that it's important to get an education." And they kind of sighed. They said, "Yeah." He said, "For instance, if you want to be a doctor, like," and he pointed to our parishioner, "how many years of education do you think that would take?" Well, the doctor loudly spoke out and said, More than you, Rector. We were shocked. My daughter leaned over to me and said, did he say what I thought he just said? Anyway, I, of course, was indignant and furious. And when we got home afterwards, I was just so angry and I was ranting and raving. And I said to my husband, I said, how can you be so calm? How can you be so nonchalant about this? And he said to me, you can't hate someone you pray for. I thought, okay, that shut me right up. That response changed my life. It really changed my life. When I started to pray for him, I began to see him with different eyes. I could see that he was a disappointed man. He'd had to leave the mission field for family reasons, and he never stopped resenting it. He had a lot of suppressed anger. He believed he could be a better priest than my husband. Instead of hating him, I began to feel sorry for him. And yes, I found that I could actually love him. Sometimes. So that's what Jesus is getting at in this passage. It's not enough to love from a distance or to be charitable to someone who hates you. You need to be praying for them. Once you start praying for someone, even your worst enemy, it alters things. When I pray, I am inviting God to work. I am inviting God to change something. And you know what? He does. He really does. So let's do that, shall we? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words of Jesus. We thank you for the challenge. We thank you that Jesus doesn't let us off the hook. We thank you that he trusts us to obey him and to do what he instructs us to do. And so I pray that we can do as Jesus taught us to do. In his name we pray. Amen.